Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dennis Pepke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Otis reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pepke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from May and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Bellinger who tags Otis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalcanton strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Rojas moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepke hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schall strikes out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. May reaches second base with a double. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dal Canton is 0-2 in the game. Dal Canton bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Dal Canton moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Pepke hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Schappe pinch hits for Dave McNally. Tom Schappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schappe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields the ball and throws to second. Patek drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Patek. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball towards left. Taylor settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Taylor. Buford scores. Bellinger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Royals. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Rickard now pitching. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0 for 3 in the game. Dalcanton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pepke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.